beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me. And it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing, as you have chosen once again to call me forth. Great joy of reunion. I felt all of your energy as you came and responded with the hugs to each and every one of the brothers and sisters. When you renewed the feeling of familial ties, the family, which truly you are of one family, the family of the Christ. I am not the only Christ. The Christ is one, and you are an extension, an expression of that Christ, that oneness. And so, of course, when you met each other today and this evening, you came in, and it was great rejoicing to see each and every one of you. Great smile upon the face. Great joy of saying, there you are. Once again, I see you in the physicality. Great joy to behold the smile, to behold the liveliness of the incarnation that you have taken in this time. And each and every one of you went up and you gave the great hug. And you know what happens when you do the great hug? It is, of course, heart to heart. That is why you do the great hug. You want to feel the energy of the heart once again with each and every one who is a family. Definitely from paradise. Yes, I did hear that. Each and every one of you, you are living in paradise. In every moment that you choose to see and to accept the paradise that you make. Now the world, of course, will speak to you that there is much of chaos that is going on, and there is much that does not look like the Christ at work and does not look like paradise at all. But that is the world, and it is changing. You have had in your previous day, only several hours ago, a great shift of light. We spoke to you some time ago about the grid of light and how there is a most wonderful grid of light around our Holy Mother, the Earth, and how you are a point of light as you understand yourself to be individuated energy. You are a point of light on that grid, and you activate that light every time you breathe, every time you smile, every time you get excited about something and you feel that, yes, it is possible to know paradise. Even if I live in a town that has a different name, I can be in paradise. You expand your light consciousness every time you allow yourself to come alive in that light. Now, all the time, you are the light. But there are times when you become what is called the, you have what is called the dimmer switch. And sometimes you turn your light down a little bit because of everything that seems to be going on around you. You get a bit, the eyes go funny, and you wonder what is happening. Other times, you become quite focused and happy and joyful, and you know your true divinity. And your light at that moment, that time, as your scientists now can measure, the aura expands, and you become even more of the brightness, intensity of the light. So at all times, you are part of the grid of light, because you have agreed that you will come and take incarnation, and that you will be part of the physicality upon our Holy Mother, the Earth, and you will hold the light, both physical and also in remembrance. And that is what we are going to be speaking about in these days that we are together. Lifting the veil that has been for so long seemingly in front, where you could not see. May I borrow this for a moment? Most beautiful. It has been as you would put the veil in front of you, and you could see not too much, but if there is great light outside, you can see the light through the veil. But now what you are doing, you have already done this in this lifetime, you have been thinning the veil so that you can see much more through the veil. And what you are doing even now in these days is allowing the veil to be a no-thing, a beauteous thing that you have created because you enjoy creation. This is most beautiful. And the veil itself has not been a mistake. It has been a creation that you have created in order to know what would it feel like to have a very heavy veil. What would it feel like to have it a bit lessened and lessened and lessened until finally you could see through the veil? See you? How thin it is. And in truth, it is very, very thin. Thank you, beloved one. You see how wonderfully everything works together. This beautiful beloved one sat right in the right place so that I could borrow her most beautiful veil. We all work together. But you have seen this. You have seen, even in the past few days, how there have been miracles happening for you, where things have come together, where you thought, well, how am I going to do such and such? And then the answer came. A person came, a phone call came. Sometimes you wondered, where am I going to have accommodation? I want to be at the gathering, but where am I going to lay the head at night? And then you ended up with 6 different offers of ones wanting you to stay with them. And you felt rather blessed. Yes. This has happened for many of you. You have wondered about certain aspects. Will I be able to make the trip? Are all of the responsibilities going to be taken care of? It doesn't look like it. And you looked upon appearances and you said, okay, I'm crossing this finger, I'm crossing these fingers, I'm crossing this finger, crossing these, I'm going to cross these, and even if I can do it, I'll cross the toes. And here you are. Things have come together because you have had intention to be here. You have had intention to lift the veil. You have had intention to celebrate once again the family, to come together and to claim each one of the brothers and sisters as family, and to say, I am really glad to see you again. We have been scattered a bit across the geographical locations, as you just heard when you were saying where each one now resides. But now I am seeing you in this room as my family. It is a reunion once again, and it feels very good. It is very definitely, as I have called it, the heart family, because you are always coming from the place of the heart, the place that knows true love, the place that does not get too wrapped up in the world. You do not deny the appearances of the world. That is there, yes. You do look at that. But then you move beyond that, and you say, I am going to live from a place of true love, from the place that knows divinity of all, that knows that everything serves the at-one-ment, the atonement, the realization that I am one with you. I am one in the Christ that we are. I am one from before time began. And it is also, as we spoke of the veil as a creation, it is also wonderful to have the creation of the bodies so that you can give the hugs, so that you can say that for a while I have not laid the physical eyes upon you, I have not seen you in a while, but always I have held you in my heart. You are the heart family. You are not all of the heart family, because there are members, friends that you know, who are here. They are expressing in body, but they are also here in spirit in this evening, because they have said, I will be with you. I will know very much the feeling of oneness, the feeling of love. And so they are here in spirit as well, very happy that there is a place where ones of like mind can meet and like hearts can like each other, love each other, and come together with the laughter. One of the things that the Hart family has been known for, it has a reputation that is growing and has grown over the last decade or so, is the joy, the spirit of laughter. Every time this grouping comes together, this particular one and other ones, as you see ones coming in and out of the group, there has always been an upliftment of great energy, of the hugs, of the laughter, of the joy expressed in the voice and expressed with love in the heart. It is a treasure. In the few days that we will spend together in this way, you will find that there will be many things that will shift and change for you. As my beloved friend and teacher, the one you know as Judith, has spoken to you already, you have come to another paradise, this most wonderful location where you are surrounded by the trees and the mountains and the water. Everywhere you look, it is a paradise. Allow yourself to drink it in and allow yourself to know that it is going to feel different than where you have come from, where you say that your dwelling place is right now, and that the body is going to feel different because there is a different energy here. It is known as altitude, yes, but it is also a different energy of the trees and the mountains that is going to be physically affecting your physicality, your body, and you are going to feel that you are going to need to pay attention to the body more than you have, and I know that you have in the past, but even more so, to be aware of the body and to bless the body and to listen to it, to allow it to have the water that it needs, because as you have created the body, you have created it out of mostly water. There is a great percentage of water in the body. And so you are going to need, as the body expands in this energy here, it is going to need more of the water. So you're going to be ingesting the water, and we are going to have breaks from time to time so that you can allow it to flow through. Don't worry. Part of the physicality, I understand that. I knew and know human expression. I also understood the camel and how the camel could store up water for a long, long time and go for days. But the human body is not quite like the camel. So therefore, you will ingest the water and we will also have time for the releasement of it. I speak to you of physicalness because you have agreed that you will express with the body. And it is necessary that you pay attention to the body. The mind is going to be functioning at a different level as well. The mind is going to be expanded as the body is expanding in this different altitude, in this different energy. And the mind is going to be a most wonderful servant of your heart. The heart wants to know love. That is why you chose to come here. There was a nudging, there was a knowing that I want to go and be with a group where there will be love. I have worked, you have said, in the world, and I know how the world feels. I know how ones can feel in the world, and I can be part of that as needs be, but I also want to know healing of the heart, healing of the body, healing of all issues that are not seemingly expressing as love. And so there has been an invitation that you have accepted, and you have put aside all of the separated ego's reasons why you couldn't come here. And you have said, I want to be, I make it my intention to be in this grouping of people once again where I can know love, true love, and I can express it freely. And I know it will be accepted. And I know that I will receive that love because I am love. And so with that intention, everything had to fall into place for you so that you could be here. Even though sometimes the golden coin said, ah, well, maybe they aren't here for me right now. Maybe I should save them for a future time. Maybe it isn't wise to spend them on something so passing and temporal. But yet, you have known that what is happening in these days, you will take with you for the rest of this lifetime. You will take with you as a changed person, a new person in Christ. Yes, I understand. I will take all of this energy that I feel in the grouping, and I will take it back with me wherever I go, as a new person in Christ. Not so much the way some of the brothers and sisters say that phrase, but in the true meaning, that you will understand the Christ that you are. And when you come to that place, and you will in these 5 days, of understanding and realizing and feeling and rejoicing in the Christ that you are, you will have lifted the veil. It is as simple as that. And yet, separated ego will speak to you that it is complicated, that you must study many, many lifetimes and go to the right philosophical, religious trainings, all of the workshops, etc., and read the right books, talk with the right people. Well, I will let you know that already you have been doing that. You have been reading the right books. They have been doing a bit of the joggling of the mind, where you've been asking questions of yourself and of others, getting some clarity. You have been talking with others who have been allowing you to know how they see things, and it has opened the doors and the windows for you in a new way of looking at things. And so you have come a long journey, not only the physical journey to be here, but a long journey of the study and the allowance to be here right now. And when you leave these 5 days, when you leave this grouping and you go back to your dwelling place, you are going to be a new person. I guarantee it. Right now, it feels like, well, it is a great hope. That is why I came. I sure hope that happens. I've been praying for miracles. I've been speaking to Jeshua about this. I hear you. I hear you. And yet I cannot do it for you. I would not take away, and I cannot, any of your power, because you are already the Christ. You are already that which you seek. You are already the joy of the Christ. But what we are going to be feeling and becoming aware of in these 5 days is the knowing, the realization of the Christ, of the lifted veil that is no longer just even a very thin veil, which it is right now, but a no veil, a no thing, all gone. And when you walk back into the world, you are going to be able to see the world, but you are going to see it differently, because you are going to know that you are different than when you first came here. You are going to see things differently. Not to deny the world, but to be in it as the light, the point of light that you are. You have one amongst you who has the nickname of being the light. Great light that he is. You saw that in the introduction. Would he stand up and say his name just as a certain dullness of no light? Oh, no, great light, of course. This one, and this one, and this one, and this one, and every one of you is a great light. And as you spend the time together with each other, you are going to be feeling each other's light more and more. And you are going to be looking at others, and you're going to be saying, well, this one really looks like she's coming alive. She's really, really feeling it. And then you're going to say, but you know, if I feel her light, there must be something within me that recognizes that. And it is your light that recognizes another one's light. Otherwise, it would be as the computer program that has no place to compute. It doesn't resonate. There isn't anything there. But when you see another one's light, when you see another one's beauty, look at the beauty of this one. When you behold the beauty of your brother, sister, you are beholding in truth your own beauty, because otherwise you would not know it. And that is going to be happening for you more and more in these days we spend together. You are going to become more and more open in the heart, because you are going to be able to trust. That is why you have come together in this grouping. You have known at a very subtle level, and sometimes not a subtle level, that this is a grouping where you can be yourself, capital S. You can be yourself, and you can trust that others are going to recognize that self, the Christ self, and rejoice in it. They are going to be allowing you to be that which you are, to be the holy, innocent child, and to be able to express all that you have wanted to express, and that sometimes the world has said, I don't understand that. Don't tell me that. I don't want to know it. You have all felt that in the world, where you have wanted to share. I felt this in my lifetime when I had studied with the great masters in Tibet, and I had come back full of knowing the joy of the Christ-ness of the masters and of myself and of all the brothers and sisters that I would meet. And I wanted to share that with everyone. I was quite full of knowing that enthusiasm of being in God and wanting to share that. And surprise of surprise, there were many who didn't want to hear it. When I tried to tell them that there is love, there is joy, there is simple happiness, they would say, but Yeshua, I have to feed my family. I have to get the golden coins for the Romans. I have to watch out for all of the various things, all of the troubles of the world. And I would say to them, but that is already taken care of. If you will allow yourself to know that you are the one creating. And they said, how can that be? I wouldn't create such a mess. I've heard you say that too. And I would say to them, but look at it a different way. And they would say, maybe tomorrow. I can't do that right now. Right now, I have to tend the crops. I have to tend the sheep. I have to, all of the have-tos. And you know how heavy the have-tos feel. Some of you especially feel heavy have-tos. And they really can get to you where you just really feel heavy, like you have such a weight. In this time we spend together, it is going to be a joyful time. It is going to be a time where you can speak freely with other ones, and you can share from your heart that this is what I am looking at. In the world, there are certain things, issues that I'm dealing with that perhaps maybe you can shed a little bit of extra light on, they will say to you, because you are all the Christ. You have all journeyed lifetimes. So there is nothing that one is going to say to you that you do not have a place within where it resonates. You are going to know that you have been there, done that, And so when someone comes and they say to you, you know, I'm facing this problem, and I don't really know, I know it's all good, but I don't see the good in it. Someone will magically appear and say, it is okay. I've been there, and you know, I felt the same as you. And I thought there was no hope. And all of a sudden, there was a miracle that happened. I don't know who did it, I don't know what did it, but I woke up one morning and I saw things differently. And I realized that whatever I was facing was a no thing. And I didn't have to worry about it. Yes, I had to deal with certain things, but I didn't have to worry about it. And that took a great burden off of the shoulders of that one. And then they can share with you how it feels to be free. Because all of you are wanting to know, how does it feel to be free of the world thinking? How does it feel to be totally loved and to be able to share that love and to have it accepted? How does it feel to be totally, totally free? To know that I am whole and that my heart is sincere. Now you know that intellectually. And to know that I can trust that whenever I open my mouth to say something to someone, the words are going to come out that are going to be exactly what that one needs to hear for the healing. Sometimes you wonder, this has already happened, where someone has come and they've been speaking to you about something and you open your mouth and you start to say something to them and you wonder, where did those words come from? I wasn't even thinking that ahead of time. And it came forth. It came from the heart of you. It came from the Christ of you. It came because of your intent to be the love that you are, to be the simplicity of the love that you are, and to share that with each and every one whom you meet, to be in joy, to be free once again. You see, I have the most wonderful role that I can play with you, because I do, I play with you. I get to go and touch you with the physicality of the incarnation and to say to you, you are doing a good job. Each and every one of you. Sometimes you feel you struggle. Sometimes you wonder, are there any answers? And then the answer comes. And you wonder, where did that come from? From the Christ of you. Because you have asked, you have to receive. But the trick there, and it is not a trick, but the importance and the truth of it is you have to ask. Why do you have to ask? Because you have to have clarity about what you intend. You have to have clarity about what you wish. That is why the asking part is important. So as you get the clarity about what you want to know, what you want to feel, it is given to you. It cannot be otherwise, because there is nothing outside of you. Sometimes you can feel that you are encased in a certain personality, a body, a personality, that there are certain limitations to it. But as you ask, and you get clear about the asking, the answer has to come, because it is already there with the question, with the request, with the asking. If you are wanting to know freedom, know that truly already you have it. Know that truly you have had the courage to claim it. That you said, I am going. I want it to be right with everyone. I want everything to be taken care of rightly. And it is. And so with that intent and with that courage, here you are to drink in these 5 days the fullness of love that everyone here has to share and wants to share. You are all brimming over with love that sometimes the world does not understand. And sometimes when you want to give it forth, the world doesn't want it or will put it down. But you are all brimming over with love. And you are going to be receiving that love and you're going to be giving it forth. Sometimes the responsibilities feel very heavy. And the reason you can get into that way of thinking is because for a moment or so you do not recognize the master of who stands before you. And I do not mean one Jeshua. I mean whoever stands before you and whoever you feel you have responsibility for. You have a saying in your world that hindsight is 20/20. And it is a very good saying, because that is the way it seems to work. Sometimes you will make a decision, and you go ahead with a bit of trepidation, but you go ahead with that decision. And then later you get a chance to look back at it, and you see how all of the pieces come together to take care of whatever you thought you had to take care of. You're like the, you have a story of the little boy who put his finger into the dike to keep the water from flowing through. And you think, if I pull myself out of this situation, there's going to be a whole terrible mess that's going to happen. If I leave, well, the co-workers don't know anything. They're not going to know how to keep the work going. The rest of the family, they mean well, but they don't know how to take care of themselves or whoever, whatever. And you have this feeling of, I have to keep my thumb in the hole in the dike. If I take it out, heaven knows what's going to happen. Well, heaven does know what's going to happen. And you will see the strength of the ones that you thought you had to help, because you saw them as needing help or being weak or whatever, you will see them rising to the occasion, and you will see others coming in to fill in where you thought no one was going to fill in. And the ones that you felt very responsible for are going to find a courage and a strength within themselves that they didn't know they had, because they thought they had to have you to lean on. But if you aren't there, they find, heavens, he, she left for a week, and I'm still alive. I'm still doing okay. The work is still progressing. Or it is just mounding up on your desk waiting for you to get back to it. But it is okay. It is working out. And you come back to it with new perspective. And that is why you are here, because you want new perspective. You want to have others have the opportunity to have new perspective. That is why you have said, I am going to remove myself physically for a while, and you are going to see that it is okay. I did this. It is written in your holy scriptures. I am going to leave you for a while. And I did. I ascended. Now, I didn't stay ascended because I love you. So I come back. Lo, I am with you always. Well, I have to be, as the one Christ that we are. There is no separation, so I have to be with you always. Anyway, but to my disciples, and there were many, more than just the 12, I said to them, I must leave you for a while. And so I did, so that they could find their own strength. Because they had been seeing me, as many of you have been taught to see me throughout lifetimes, as the one and only Holy Christ, way above. And so I knew that if I took myself away for a while, not for long, but long enough that they could feel the Christ within themselves, This would be a gifting unto them. And that is what you have done, as you have taken yourself physically away, making trek to come to this group. You have allowed others to maybe put their thumb in the hole in the dike, to fill in, to do whatever needed to be done. So in the 5 days that we spend together, it is going to be already, it has started, a time of great joy, a time of being aware of self, capital S, a time of being aware of your creations, the body, first of all, nurture the body, take care of it, but also being aware of your creations as far as relationships and your creation as far as self-image, an image of how you see others. And it is going to be a time of a great shift in how you can see clearly. No longer with a veil, even though the thin veil might have been there, you are going to see clearly the Christ of each and every one of you and of yourself. So now for the rest of the time, I know that many of you have made trek either yesterday or today. You have made trek and the bodies are feeling tired, so we are keeping the evening to a shorter time. For the rest of the evening, I invite you to pick a partner, another person with whom you are going to be especially close, companion, supporter, during these 5 days, where you can be there to say, you know, how is your day going? Is there something that you need? Tell me your story. Tell me where you are. Rather than just dismissing the group and say, okay, off to the dwelling rooms, whatever, it is important for you to do what is called in your world bonding with another one. So I will take my leave of you. Look around, see someone perhaps that you have not spoken with very much before, and befriend them. For the 5 days that you are here, be a special friend to them. Ask them where they are from, what they do, how they feel about life, how they came to be here in this incarnation, because many of you remember other incarnations. You can delve into other lifetimes as well, future lifetimes as you see them to be. Delve into whatever you've been reading that has been maybe a question mark or an inspiration. Whatever you are felt, you are led to speak with another one. Know that the veil is lifting. So be it.